keepenglish.com.
Welcome back to day two of our one-week English language learning course. Yesterday, we learned about why more grammar and vocabulary are not the answers to English fluency. English is not just grammar rules and words. Let's look at a different example. Let's look at losing weight. If you want to lose weight, you don't study about exercise, and you don't study about different kinds of diets. If you want to lose weight, the answer isn't study. The answer is to eat less and move more. It's that simple. Stop studying and get to work. The same goes for improving your English listening and speaking. Studying more words and grammar rules isn't the answer. The best way to become a better listener and better speaker is to listen more and to speak more. Easy, right? Wait a minute. Easier said than done. Easier said than done is a common English expression. It means that something is easy to talk about, but not so easy to do. Let's look at some examples. The secret to losing weight is to eat less and move more. Easier said than done. The secret to becoming a better English speaker and listener is to speak more and listen more. Easier said than done. Maybe you don't have a lot of chances to use English. So how do you do it? Let's start with listening first, and we'll look at speaking tomorrow. There are three key points you should know. Let's look at the first point. As you know, you can find many ways to listen to English on the internet, such as on YouTube or searching through Google. Also, you can rent movies at a video store or watch English TV. Unfortunately, many of these listening sources are too difficult for most learners. If listening is too difficult, then you can't understand enough. You can't make progress. If the listening is too hard, you just won't do it. So the first key point when it comes to listening in the Deep English Method is listening should be easy. That's right. It should be easy so that you understand most of the words and phrases spoken. That way, you can relax and focus on the big picture. Then you start learning faster. The second key point is listening should be enjoyable. The content should be interesting, fun, and stimulating. If it's boring, then listening becomes work. The third key point is you need to listen a lot. The more you listen, the better. Find something that interests you and start listening to it as much as possible. Again, you need interesting content to keep yourself interested. Today, we're giving you an MP3 audio lesson that we think is pretty interesting. If you haven't downloaded it already, be sure to do it now. This is a lesson about Michael Jordan and Thomas Edison. They were two men who found success by never giving up. We hope you find it interesting and easy. There are two versions: active listening, normal speed, and active listening, slow speed. Listen to the slow speed version a few times first. You don't need to understand everything. Just try to understand the main points and let the rest go. You'll be listening many times, so don't worry about the parts you don't understand. Also, it helps to close your eyes and imagine what you are hearing. Paint pictures in your head. Doing this will help you remember new words and phrases you hear. When you're ready, listen to the normal speed recording. We're also giving you a PDF support document that has all the words. But don't look at it until you've listened at least 2 or 3 times. Don't get stuck watching the card colors change. Look at the big picture. We'll be back with another lesson tomorrow to talk about improving your speaking and to give you another free audio lesson. Get ready to have some fun.